Steve, over the 40 years I've been practicing medicine, I've heard every reason known to man why people drink alcohol. Here's just a few of them. You and I don't have any of these excuses, do we?
You need an excuse?
That's the point. It ranges from it makes me relax, helps me sleep. What else do you do when you go down to the pub for a yarn or quenches my thirst? But the people who amuse me the most are the wine connoisseurs. The ones who drink wine for the taste alone. They've got lots of rules about what wine goes with what food. They sniff a cork. They roll the wine around their mouths. They chew at it. Then they either approve or disapprove. With each mouthful, they tell us about richness, depth, flavour, intensity, balance, finesse, finish, fruit, tannins, and mouthfeel. And on top of that, they're always looking for a wine with a good body as well. I don't know why they just can't say they like having a drink, but I guess that's the wine business. The one reason that I've never heard that people like a drop of wine is that it keeps you younger. But I think that's just about to change, because I've got on the line Dr. Philip Norrie. Now, Dr. Norrie's a GP, a winemaker, a historian, and an author. He holds the degrees of Bachelor of Medicine and Bachelor of Surgery from the University of New South Wales, Master of Science and Master of Arts from the Sydney University, PhD from the University of Western Sydney, and a Doctorate of Medicine from the University of New South Wales. His areas of research include the history of medicine, the history of wine, and when you put the two of them together, the history of wine as a medicine. And I guess if anybody understands about richness, depth of flavour, and intensity, it's him. And he's got a very, very interesting story to tell us about a wine that he's just released that has the potential to, if not turn back the clock, then at least stop the clock from going forward. Philip, good evening, and how are you?
Good, thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. You've done an awful lot of things over the years. How'd you find the time? Was it enjoyable?
Yes, I mean, I make time. I usually waste a lot of time, and I find it very peaceful late at night to go to my study and do the research of about wine and health and all the doctors. It's very relaxing.
Since 1788, there have been quite a number of medicos who've had an interest in wine. The one that springs to mind for me is Max Lake, of Lake's Folly. Can you tell us about a few of the earlier ones?
Well, the first fleet, I mean, the earliest would be Surgeon John White in the first fleet. He used wine to keep the convicts alive during the voyage out. The first actual wine doctor who planted a vineyard in Australia was William Redfern. You know, the suburb of Redfern in Sydney is named after him.
Wow.
He planted Campbell Fields in 1818. It was a big coincidence. In 1811, three of our biggest winemakers, Lindemann, Penfold and Kelly, who founded Hardy's, mm-hmm. were all born in the same year, and they all made their mark 1 year apart. Lindemann set up his vineyard Kawarra in 1843, and Penfold did his Grange in 1844, and Kelly set up his Tintara vineyard in 1845. But the most unusual vineyards in Australia are the vineyards in the lunatic asylums. Australia's the only country in the world that set up vineyards in their lunatic asylums, such as the Gladesville Psychiatric Hospital in Sydney and Parkside Hospital in Adelaide.
Oh, my God, Father. I guess it can be a cause and effect sort of thing, couldn't it?
Yeah, well, in those days, the biggest cause of insanity was either tertiary syphilis or heavy metal poisoning from homemade bathtub gin and things.
Is that right?
Mm.
Why is wine good for you?
Well, basically, wine acts like a draino. It clears away your arteries, or acts like a pipe cleaner to clear away your arteries, because it raises your good cholesterol, lowers your bad cholesterol, acts as an anticoagulant, so it stops the bad cholesterol being incorporated in your arteries, acts as an anticoagulant to thin your blood so you don't form clots. The most important thing, acts as an antioxidant, so it stabilises your plaque in the artery wall so that your plaque or your cholesterol doesn't rupture and form the blockage in the first place that blocks your arteries and causes heart attacks and strokes.
Now, you've released some new REW, which is resveratrol-enhanced wine. What's that mean?
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that occurs naturally in the grape skin, and it's the substance that gives wine most of its health benefits. Now, I've been sort of looking at trying to make wine healthier from a medical point of view, and so I devised a method of increasing the amount of resveratrol in the wine, and I've patented that technique, and I'm the only one in the world making resveratrol-enhanced wine, so it's a healthier wine. In fact, you could say it's the world's healthiest beverage.
Like that. Can you be a little bit more specific about resveratrol? In practical terms, what does it do? You know how they put the labels on tea that says sparkling with good health, this, this, and this. If you had to put a label on a bottle of resveratrol, what would you say that it does in simple terms?
Okay, it acts like an anti-rust agent. When we're aging and degenerating, we're rusting or oxidizing.
Is that like a Drano for our drains?
Yes. Drano for our arteries, yeah.
Right.
So it acts as an antioxidant, it acts as an anti-inflammatory, but also, more importantly, it's the only substance that stimulates the sirtuins. The sirtuins are a group of chemicals that make cells live longer, and they were discovered by another Australian called Professor David Sinclair, who got his PhD at the University of New South Wales, where I got my medical degree, and he's head of the anti-aging laboratory at Harvard University, and he's a world authority on resveratrol and a great advocate of what I'm doing.
Does normal wine contain resveratrol?
Yeah, normal white wine would contain 1 to 2 milligrams of resveratrol, and normal red 3 to 6. That's why reds are perceived to be a bit healthier than wine. We add in 100 milligrams of resveratrol.
So it's effectively a way of just pouring it in, for want of a better word.
Yeah, we're making the resveratrol level therapeutic. So instead of just talking about 1 to 2 milligrams per litre, we add in 100 milligrams per litre.
What varieties of wines do you produce with this enhanced resveratrol enhancement?
We've got a Chardonnay, we've got a Shiraz, and we've got a Shiraz Cabernet Merlot blend.
And what are they marketed under the name of?
Well, they're either marketed under the Wine Doctor brand, or the Cabernet Merlot Shiraz blend is marketed as REW for resveratrol enhanced wine.
So the Wine Doctor or REW wines?
Yes.
Now, at the start, I said there's a whole group of people who stand around talking about wine and about the subjective qualities of wine. Does the resveratrol interfere with those subjective qualities that people talk about?
No, because resveratrol is a natural ingredient in wine. We're just enhancing a normal ingredient. It doesn't affect the taste or the colour or the clarity or the bouquet of the wine. It's neutral to the wine, other than making it healthier.
I guess we better be careful here. If we're saying, look, REW wine is good for you because it contains a lot of things that are anti-aging. It also contains alcohol, and alcohol isn't particularly good for you. How do we balance those two things, the REW being good and the alcohol being bad?
Well, you just stick to your normal moderation, everything in moderation. As the French philosopher Voltaire once said, you should be taking everything in moderation. Abstinence nor excess ever made man happy. And we stick to the 4+2 rule. So maximum of 4 standard drinks a day for a male and 2 for a female, where a standard drink is about 10 grams of alcohol or 120 to 150 mils of wine, depending upon the alcohol percentage.
Phil, final question. Where do we get the Wine Doctor wine? Where do we get REW wine?
Well, you just go to my website, which is winedoctor, all one word, .com.au. So that's simple, winedoctor.com.au. Or you can ring on 0421.
Well, I'll write these numbers down. Hang on a sec. 0421.
817.
817.
781.
781.
So that's 0421 817 781.
And the varieties again, you had a Merlot.
Well, I've got a Shiraz Cabernet Merlot blend, a straight Shiraz, and a Chardonnay.
And a Chardonnay. Phil, thank you very much for your time, for all that information about REW wines, and have a very happy Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Interesting. Maybe if we drank enough, we could live forever.
You know what I found interesting?
What?
Most of all, out of all of that, is how closely The medical profession's been associated with wine in Australia
well,
over the years.
There you are. You see, we're not just pretty faces, I can assure you.
131873 is the